FM 90.3 WJTL, we are Messengers Point to you. Hi, good morning to you. Happy Thursday, Karina, in front of you, 719.
And today is looking mostly sunny with a high of 88 by the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, that low coming down to about 63. Your weekend is looking a little cooler, but still very warm. Mostly sunny tomorrow, Friday, high 79. Saturday, high 80. Sunday is looking cooler with a high of 58 and clouds and showers throughout the day. Right now, across the listening area, we are sitting at 64 degrees.
Our special guest today, Jordan Kaufman, is here. Jordan, the executive director of New Person Ministries. They've been around for over 20 years ministering to those who are incarcerated and trying to help them get back into society, discipling them, meeting their needs, helping them do some everyday things that are just more difficult because of their past circumstances. Good morning again to you, Jordan.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing in the lives of those incarcerated.
Yeah, so we're trying just to, in some sense, provide a safe landing when guys are coming out and they're all these things that are kind of influencing them, all that they're trying to figure out what does a normal life look like. And so we try to provide a place where they can live and just breathe as they kind of try to figure those things out.
And what are the everyday things that you're helping them with that seem like that should be second nature, but it's not because of their circumstances? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, even stuff like just trying to find a doctor. How do you schedule an appointment? How do you use a debit card? Some of these guys have no idea. They stand at a checkout line and they feel very uncomfortable because they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, those kind of basic type of things.
Do you have any great stories about how God has worked through your ministry?
Yeah. So again, providing a kind of a safe place to land. We had a guy who, I'll call him Brad, who before incarceration and then during incarceration, almost all of his family passed away. So he came to us, and the moment he stepped on earth, says, I have no one. And the other guys who were living in our program pretty quickly, like, took him in. And he, yeah, said, you guys, this is my family. I have nobody else. And so, yeah, he's kind of continued, even as he's graduated our program and left, he's continued to come back, and guys still visit with him. He has been able to connect with a church community. And yeah, just really just feel the arms of Jesus around him.
I love that. If people want to hear more success stories, more of the challenges that you're facing every day, they could come to your banquet next week.
Yep. So it's next Thursday. It's at Shady Maple. Tickets can be found at newpersonministries.org. And yeah, there'll be kind of testimony about the way God is moving in the lives of residents who are in our program, more about what we do in general, kind of some future stuff of where we're going to go in the future as well.
Here's an opportunity for you to find out what's happening through New Person Ministries. Check it out online, newpersonministries.org. It's next Thursday night, April 23rd, Shady Maple is the place. How can our listeners best pray for you and your team?
Yeah. So, you know, for us as staff, you know, just, yeah, that, you know, it can be tiring. So just kind of energy in that, you know, we continue just to recognize how the Lord is working. And yeah, for our residents as well, just that, yeah, that they would find jobs, we'd be able to find employers, landlords, all those type of things.
Check it out online, newpersonministries.org. Jordan, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, best to you. We're back to the music. This is Brian and Katie Torwalt. This is Hallelujah and Hard Things. WJTL, good morning.